From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Y. I'm Annette John Hall.
And I'm Shai Ben-Yakov.
Lucy the elephant, Lucy the elephant.
Down by the
I only remember knowing Lucy. So, like, it's not weird to me that there's this giant elephant on the Jersey Shore that a lot of people don't know
about.
It's
just been there forever.
Yeah, she's just been part of my life.
That's New Jersey political reporter Joe Hernandez. Joe's a Jersey guy. He grew up in Gloucester County, and like many Garden Staters, he has a sentimental relationship with Lucy, a 65-foot-tall wooden elephant that sits on the shores of Margate and happens to be the oldest roadside attraction in the United States.
It's like one of those things when you go off to college and you like think some weird thing and everyone's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, yeah, I used to visit this elephant and walk around inside her and it's normal. There's nothing sinister about it. You know, it's kind of like away from the vices of Atlantic City is this pure thing you can enjoy in Margate.
On Saturday, Lucy turns 138 years old. She's older than several states and withstood all kinds of disasters, natural and man-made. Yet, she's still standing.
Why is there a giant elephant building on the Jersey Shore? And how has she been able to last for so long?
Today on The Y, I Love Lucy. Joe, how did Lucy wind up in Margate?
Well, she, for lack of a better word, she was born there. She was built in what was then called South Atlantic City by this guy, James V. Lafferty. He was a real estate guy living in Philadelphia, but kind of operating on the shore at the time. Margate, South Atlantic City, was sort of marshy. Not a lot there, not a lot of structures, not a lot going on.
Before it was developed.
This was like in the late 1800s,
right? The early 1880s. So Lucy was built in 1881. And he thought that, you know, it's kind of a big flashy thing. You could coax people into town to build houses on properties that he had out there. He wanted to use it as his office. And where along the way, James Lafferty said, I know how to sell real estate better. I'll build a giant elephant. I'm not sure. But that was his idea. And so he built this thing and he filed for a patent for it. And I just want to read you from it because I think it's so funny.
Please do.
Be it known that I, James V. Lafferty, a citizen of the United States residing in the city and county of Philadelphia, state of Pennsylvania, have invented a new and useful improvement in buildings. My invention consists of a building in the form of an animal, the body of which is floored and divided into rooms, closets, etc., and the legs contain the stairs which lead to the body. I'll skip ahead because I think this part's interesting too. The building may be of the form of any other animal than an elephant, as that of fish, fowl, etc. So the patent is for a building in the shape of an animal.
Not just an elephant.
No.
Any animal.
Any animal. And he got this patent. But he never built anything other than an elephant. So that was it.
But why an elephant?
I'm going to jump in on this one, actually. I learned a lot about this from a podcast called Tales from the Jersey Shore with Emil Salvini. Here's the basic story. There was an elephant named Jumbo. He was born in Sudan. He was born in 1860. And he was sold to a zoo in London where he grew to a gigantic size. P.T. Barnum, the famous showman and circus magnate, he bought Jumbo from the London Zoo and displayed him for the first time in Madison Square Garden. He was apparently later on the inspiration for Dumbo, the Disney cartoon character. And it's interesting, before this, people didn't actually use the word jumbo to mean large things. The reason we use that word is because of Jumbo the elephant.
Huh.
And you gotta imagine yourself. Like you're an 8-year-old child in the 1860s and 1870s. There's no TV, there's no radio, the photography is like in its infancy. You're lucky if you have a hoop on a stick, really. So an elephant, it's just something like nobody's ever seen.
Right.
And so really the whole country went a little bit elephant crazy. And apparently James Lafferty, the aforementioned James Lafferty, wanted to seize on the popularity of elephants. And that might be the reason that he built Lucy
Just a few, a decade or
just
so
later. Just a decade or so later.
That makes sense.
To look like an elephant.
Yeah.
And then, Joe, Lucy became a sort of landmark for sailors as they were coming into into the Atlantic seaboard.
Whether intentional or not, she was right there on the shore.
Right.
And, you know, this might have been before, this was before a lot of development. So when there's a story, apparently, that one ship was sailing into New York and it passed by and someone, a lookout, said, "There's an elephant over there." And the captain rushed up and was like, "What the heck is this guy talking about?" And looked, and they saw Lucy. And then they told people in New York, and everyone from New York came down to see her. But she's still a very tall, large presence there on the shore.
And it really makes Lafferty seem like a genius, a marketing genius. I mean, he was getting the people, attracting the people he wanted to try to sell property.
Yeah. I mean, until his business fell apart. Just a few years later, he was forced to sell Lucy. He was forced to sell off some of his properties because he'd overextended himself. And that's when the series of Lucy changing hands kind of began.
So who bought Lucy from James Lafferty?
The Gertsen family in 1887, which is just 6 years after she'd been constructed and opened, bought Lucy and turned her into what she was made to be, which is a seaside attraction. Lots of, famous people or people who would become famous people at the time went and saw her. President Woodrow Wilson, Henry Ford. But, she's made of wood and tin and she's getting beaten by the elements out there.
Right.
So over time, she, sort of fell into disrepair. She became a bar, a hotel, a restaurant, a rooming house.
So wait, people lived inside Lucy?
Yeah. I mean, she was divided up into apartments at some point and people lived in there. There was also like a camp on the grounds.
You know, by the late 60s, Lucy had been pretty neglected, was in disrepair, and was scheduled for demolition to make way for condos. What happened after that?
So the Gertsen family sold the land that Lucy was on to developers, and so she kind of was in jeopardy. People didn't know if she would be demolished or saved. And that is around when a group of citizens formed what was called the Margate Civic Association, which still is in effect today, but now it's called the Save Lucy Committee.
Lucy was minutes away from the wrecking ball.
We talked to Richard Helfont, who is the executive director of the Save Lucy Committee, and he says the group, the group has a laser focus on keeping her there and preserving her for, people to enjoy.
The mission is to restore, preserve, and interpret Lucy the Elephant, which is a National Historic Landmark.
And they raised enough money at the time, just barely, but they raised enough money at the time to move her to a new site and were able to preserve her and keep her, keep her standing.
So without the Save Lucy Committee, Lucy would not be here today.
This is The Why,
supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Hey, I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall. We're talking with WHYY New Jersey reporter Joel Hernandez about Lucy the Elephant. So, going into the 70s, that turned out to be a really good decade for Lucy, right?
Yeah, maybe a heyday for Lucy. She was home to a lot of tours. They started bringing people in to walk through and visit her. The committee got grants from the state of New Jersey as well as the federal government to help preserve Lucy. And that continued into the 1980s, the kind of restoration and preservation of Lucy.
So at this point, Lucy is, Lucy is still a tourist attraction. Just take me through what it's like to be inside the structure.
Sure.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Lucy the Elephant, the nation's oldest roadside attraction. She's also the largest example of zoomorphic architecture in the world. I love that word, zoomorphic. It's really kind of fun to say.
Now, and this is something that more than 130,000 people every year do. You arrive at the giant elephant in Margate on the beach, park your car, you can walk up to her, there's a little gift shop there, and then you walk up a set of stairs through her legs and you end up in her belly, really.
All right, guys, give me your tickets because we're going in an elephant.
And it's just a big room. There's a lot of Lucy memorabilia in there. It's kind of a nice, you know, it's got wood floors. There's kind of wood railings, and the interior is painted pink, as you might assume the gut of an elephant is. And you can also end up on the little observation deck on her back, which is up high.
Now, you see that ceiling right there above us? That's going to be your floor when you walk on top of the elephant. You actually walk on the skylight. So who wants to go on top of the elephant? Me. Come on, let's go up.
We saw some pictures of the inside of this thing. Unfortunately, I've never been there. But, I mean, the ceiling of this space is pretty high up, right?
Yeah, it's like a big cavernous room like you might expect in a church building or some kind of event hall. In fact, they still even today hold weddings there sometimes.
Wow.
You know, you're six stories up, you're in Margate, so there aren't a ton of tall buildings around you. So on a clear day, you have a really nice panoramic view, Atlantic City to your north, Cape May to your south, the ocean. It's great.
Yeah.
So Lucy's contract is up at the end of December. And, you know, there had been some speculation that this development that was kind of always threatening the site might actually happen. What is the latest now on the contract situation?
So the Save Lucy Committee, they had to approve the new lease first, and they did that over the weekend. And this is a new 20-year lease for this piece of land. It means that no development could happen on this piece of land without the committee's approval, and that seems pretty unlikely given that their sole mission is to preserve her. So they've approved it. Now it has to go to the Margate City Commission for approval, and once they approve it, then it will go into effect and she'll be good for another 20 years on that piece of land.
Joe, what is it about Lucy that endears so many people to this wooden structure?
I think part of it is just that ineffable weirdness of a giant elephant on the Jersey Shore, and like how unusual it is and how just kind of strange and endearing it all is at once. You know, I'm sort of joking, but also serious when I say that it's her story is one of kind of resiliency and resistance. I mean, ever since she was built, there have been efforts to develop around her, you know, or on the land that she's on, because it's prime real estate. It's really a nice, good piece of land that I think is pretty desirable. And somehow she has managed to keep that away and resist that for all of these years. In some ways, that story of hers is still continuing today.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
You got it.
So when are we going to visit Lucy?
I'm ready to roll.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to go inside the belly of the beast.
Don't talk about Lucy that way. The Why is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And me, Annette John Hall.
Along with Alex Stern. This episode was produced by our intern, Xavier Lopez.
We had editorial direction from Katie Colinari and additional editing help from Kevin McCory.
Tweet us at Shai Ben-Yaakov
and at Annette J.H.
We'll be back tomorrow.